Blog Talk Radio. for being here, because if I wasn't alive, I'd be dead. Then I'd be telling Susan what to say. Hi, Susan.
Yeah, well, what would be different?
Well, you know what? You're right, sister. But you know what? I might be a little quieter, because then you wouldn't have had to repeat what I've been saying in your ear. But I am I'm so excited, Susan. We have a great show. We have a lot of people on the board. I do want to tell everybody we are going to get to you. So please don't hang up. It might seem like a little bit long, but we are going to get to as many people as we can. So please just stay on. We've got a two-hour show, and we have a guest today. We also have some of our co-hosts that are going to get readings from her. She is a fabulous lady. Her name is Cynthia Ann. Cynthia, I know I have you muted, girlfriend, because, see, I got to do the talking before anybody else does. So just hold on, Cynthia, and we're going to get right to you. I am Bonnie Albers on air, and I am with my super fab co-host, Susan Z. We are going to feature a really cool tarot psychic woman who is so fabulous. She's going to do your readings today. And then at the end, we're going to do hers. Woohoo! So just so just stay on. You're all going to get a chance to talk to Cynthia. I am going to bring her in. Usually Susan and I talk, but we've got so many people on the board, I'm going to get right to us introducing our guests. Brenda, I do see you on the board, and I'm picking you up so you can fight Susan for first. And I know Susan's going to say she's going to go second, aren't you, Susan?
I'll concede to Beta, because Beta and I grew up together, and I know that she so deserves to go first for putting up with me as a teenager.
Oh, listen, she listened to me for an hour and a half about my antics in New York. We have got to give her something. That poor lady was pulling her hair out, and yet she's taking her today to school. But I'm going to introduce one of our guests today. I don't know if any of you know her. Her name is Cynthia Ann. She does have a website. Cynthia, hi. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello, my ladies.
Hi, Cynthia.
How are you today, everybody?
I love your sexy, gravelly voice. You've got a voice like my daughter, and it's like it's just really cool.
Thank you.
Well, Cynthia, I mean, then you got it made, because if Susan loves your voice, it's all done. It's over, and everybody's going to love you. So can you tell everybody what you do? Because, you know, I get so excited about what I do, and I haven't even told anybody, but today's your day, Cynthia, and then we'll tell everybody what we do. But, Cynthia, tell everyone how they can find you and what you do.
Okay, they can find me at AskPsychicCynthiaAnn.com, and there they can schedule a session with me, and I basically read with my tarot. I get visions, I hear things, I just work completely all the way around. I mean, I'm just open to whatever comes through to help my clients have the best possible life, as we also deserve. And I guide everybody with the best of my ability to just be as happy as they can. That's my calling, and my calling is to make life a better place.
Hey, Cynthia, I love that. But you know what? If you had to work with me, you'd probably be going to bed exhausted every night, because I got so many stuff going on, you wouldn't even be able to pull it from anywhere. So the good news is you don't have to today. Now, aren't you happy?
Oh, yes. I'm happy just to be here, you guys, because you have such great energy. My heart's pumping. The music's beautiful. It's. I love music, so you guys are just awesome.
We have so much fun on our radio show.
We have so much fun.
Oh, yeah, and our callers are fabulous. Our chat room guys are great. It's just the best.
Absolutely.
That's so cool.
And, you know, everything is always great here, because we are happy. We love everybody. This is all about love, light, and happiness and positive energy. So, and we know you have that, because otherwise you wouldn't be on with us. Because one thing about us, we only bring happy. There's a song I keep hearing. And it's not the happy dance, but it's the song, Happy. So if anybody knows the song, get to me. It's a new song. It's really cool. I really like it. It's not the happy dance because that's what they keep playing at me, but it's the song Happy. So if anybody knows it, you can write it in chat. But that's
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's the guy that, I can't think of his name. It's the guy that wears, the little guy that wears, the black guy that wears the big hat.
Yeah.
It's that hat.
You know what, Cynthia? That makes him happy. You know what I mean? Because then if he has to do anything, he pulls his hat down. Nobody really knows what he's doing. So he can be as happy as he wants, right?
Absolutely. We want everybody happy. So that's cool. That's what I always say. Do your happy dance. Love is around the corner, and it's time to hug yourself. Hug yourself. Jump on the bed.
Maybe that's why I'm hearing the happy dance. Do you do the happy dance, Cynthia?
Do the happy dance, yes. And if I could jump on my bed, too, and do the happy dance, I would, like when we were little.
Pharrell
Williams. All right. Yes.
That is.
She's got young kids in their 20s and teens, so she would know who it was. Thank you, Beta.
Yes, thank you. Well, anyway, I'm hoping that I still have chat up because everything just crashed. So I'm going to take the first call.
It's up again. I've been booted off twice, and so has everyone else.
Well, that's because we've got so many callers for you, Cynthia. We are just so happy. Again, Cynthia, before I take the first caller, tell everybody what your website is again and how to get a hold of you.
Okay, the way to get a hold of me is to Google Ask Psychic CynthiaAnn.com, and there you will see a very colorful page, and it has a picture of myself and my older sister. And I'm trying to get off her lap. I think it's the bow that was in my hair. I'm not a bow girl. And I'm trying to get away from her. And it says, having a bad day, I can help. That's how you know it's me. So
cool. I like that.
As you know,
I do too. It's a cute picture.
I think you've been around a cauldron. I'm thinking witch's brew here. That's why you don't like that bow, girlfriend. So I'm going to put you on first caller on. But, you know, we're all about happiness. And who knows what we've been in our past lives. I just know we've all crossed in every life. So I'm going to put you on, Brenda girl. Hey, Brenda.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi,
Dina.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Cynthia.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you also.
This is your caller.
What is going on, honey, for you? What is your major concern?
Well, I was wondering about, I have a few questions, but we're getting ready to move my daughter out of state, and I just wondered how that was going to go.
Okay. First of all, I got a complete loud, it's going to go just fine. You guys know what you're doing, and you're on a path that is for love. The love that you have for your daughter is so strong. You just want the best for her. And so this path that you're taking is the true path that you're supposed to be on. There is and correct me if I'm wrong, please. I always tell everybody spiritual advisors are not always right. We're human. But is there somebody, a male, that is withdrawn? That is a little withdrawn and silent about this move, somewhat questioning if it's going to be the right move.
Would that be a family member or?
It could be. It's a male. He's a deep thinker, but he speaks the truth.
That'd probably be my son. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm picking up is that this is what I just heard. He's overwhelmed with the woman power that's around him, so he kind of keeps things to himself. Am I correct? And you have to kind of pull it out of him?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. With this path, Absolutely. When you get there, things are going to seem a little bit rocky, is what I'm picking up, and you're gonna feel it, and it's also going to give you that feeling inside of you, like, oh, you know, is this right? But no, you know it's right. You know in the gut, in your stomach, your intuition, you know that it's correct. No matter what rocky little path that you have, skip over those rocks and keep going forward with that, because again, you're doing this out of love and truth. There's some truth that's coming out that you know that she belongs there. Am I correct on that? Okay. It's going to be awesome. It's a whole new beginning, and that's exactly what is needed. Change for the better is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Okay, great.
And you said you had a couple questions.
Yeah, I wanted to know my health. Are you getting anything on my health?
Do you know, I have a code of ethics, honey, and I'm really sorry to say this, but I don't have the right to talk about health, except that I did hear that not to worry. I just know that there were some advisors that were asked health problems, and that's not my place, except that I am getting don't worry. The other thing that I do not talk about, code of ethics for me personally, is death. That's not my call. And so, you already know the truth, honey. You already know the truth. Hang on here. You know something? You know the truth. It's a little bit of a battle. It's a little bit of a battle. But this is going to work out for you. Of course it's going to work out for you. You are a woman that has self-esteem, confidence. There's nothing that holds you down. And if something doesn't feel right, you're going to make it right. And you're on this whole new path, honey. This, I call it the yellow brick road. And sometimes it's really hard to get on that yellow brick road, but you got to grab that right leg and pull it up and get that left leg up and pull it up. Once you're up there, you look down and you go, oh, my gosh, look what I did. I'm on this positive path. I was afraid of it at first, but I knew the truth. I knew I had to get on it. It was a battle. I'm strong enough to do this. And with that, I am going, sweetie, you go for it, honey. There's something in your past that has you a little bit blocked. Get rid of it. It's also a decision to pull your legs up onto the yellow brick road. You're undecisive a little bit worried. Throw the worry away. I'm asking you, blow it out the window, honey, because there's nothing that's going to stop you. Okay. Your energy level, has it been low lately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't been sleeping well, so.
Okay. See, this male keeps coming up that's quiet and withdrawn. Conflicts with the matters of the heart. Is there something, honey, that's close to your heart that's keeping you from your mind resting?
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely. I would say yes. Worried about the move, daughter moving, so.
Okay. That's the new path. That's the decision. This is where I'm asking you again, throw the worry out the window. What comes up is a noble, loyal male. You know, your son, you spoke about your son, and perhaps he's the one that may be giving you the feeling that maybe it's not right, maybe you're not doing the right things. Am I correct on this? You're kind of getting pulled a little bit like a piece of taffy, if you know what I mean. Holding back. No, it's the yellow brick road. It is the true way, and you are doing the right thing. I promise you, you are. You are going to see amazing results from this. It's making you a little bit sad, though, correct? Like feeling like you're moving your daughter and somewhat you're losing that love that connect, which, you know, of course you're not, but it's just the physical being. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, is there a sadness of, like, saying goodbye, so to speak?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay,
well, I have
because
four
kids, some...
so, you know, of the, you
okay.
know, two girls away, and my boys are here at home. But, yeah, it's tough. It's always sad to say goodbye. I feel like you're
the
leaving
mother.
A piece of your heart wherever they're at, so.
Absolutely. Now, this change is for the better, honey. And again, any negativity, and I have to say this to you, there has been a battle inside of your mind, which is connected to the heart. I always say the heart's connected to the mind.
Connected to the meat bone.
Yes.
I know I can't.
Absolutely.
Don't sing, Bonnie. Don't sing.
I can't remember that song, or I would, but, you know, I just can't keep my mouth shut too much longer because I got to, as soon as a song comes, you know I'm going to sing it. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Oh, no, it's cool because music soothes my soul, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I wake up with music on my mind, and then I have to play it on my Facebook page for everybody. But the negativity, this all is going to just be gone. And what I'm asking you to do is to look forward to all of this. Also, with whatever is going on in your life right now, that battle that worries you, I promise you, it no longer will exist. Peace is going to take over. Comfort is going to take over. And you are going to be very, very pleased with the outcome. And no matter what you may be feeling right now, I'm asking you, please, surround yourself in bright light of the Holy Spirit and no negativity. We're asking for no negativity for you and your family and just to surround you in the bright light, honey, because you're on this new path, and it's a good path. So any fears, decisions, indecisiveness, throw it out. Blow it out the window and know that you're doing the right thing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're so welcome,
Brenda,
honey.
You know
so
I
welcome.
Love you. Yeah, you know I love you, girlfriend. You go forward. Go forward and conquer because, Brenda, it can't be anything like my Lalo Brook Road. So I know you're going to be fabulous. So you just hang in there, girlfriend, and you know whatever you need, we are here to help you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And please, honey, blow the negativity away. You know it's not good. And think positive because it's all there. That Yellow Brick Road is there. I know it is.
You know, Brenda.
Right.
Which daughter's moving, Brenda?
Sarah. Michelle's already gone. Sarah's moving down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
Georgia Peach.
Yay. I feel such a good thing, just like you.
Well, I got to tell you something. I think, you know how everything's always about me? I think she was talking about me.
No.
Not near Savannah, is it?
No, but I think that I really think about the Yellow Brick Road and all that stuff and this, and you've been through this and you've been that. Maybe she's picking up me instead of you, Brenda.
Won't fall for that, Brenda.
That's why I'm laughing.
Okay. Well, honey, you
but
enjoy yourself. Go ahead.
But you know what? That's a great message for everybody, I think. I love that message. It's a very good message. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. It comes from my heart.
Oh,
it
I
does.
Love that.
You can feel it. Absolutely.
All right,
thank
Brenda.
You so
I love you, girl.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda.
You're
bye,
welcome.
Honey.
Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Take
care. Bye-bye. Love and light
bye.
To you.
Happy trails. Uh-oh, I'm going to start singing some cowboy song. Happy trails, Brenda.
Happy trails.
To you.
To you.
Until we meet
again.
All
right.
Happy trails. Okay.
All right. Bye, Brenda.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, guess what?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
I just love my song guide. So I'll just keep butting in, or not really butting in, but just kind of injecting in anytime they come up. So guess what?
Butting in was the right word.
That's cool. People usually ask me to sing solo, and I say solo, and they say, yeah, solo that we can't hear you. And I love that one.
Oh,
or
boy,
tenor, 10 or 15 feet away.
You know what? It's funny. But you know what, Cynthia? You're not supposed to be funnier than me. Just remember that.
Okie dokie.
But anyway, guess what? The next one you have is on already with you, and then we're going to get to all the callers. So please don't hang up, anybody, because just because Susan's going to get a reading doesn't mean you're not going to. So guess what, Cynthia? Your next caller is actually with you. So I'll try to keep quiet, although I don't know if I can. But there's Susan.
Bear with it, Bronnie. Bear with it.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Yes, go ahead.
Susan wants a general reading.
No, I've never asked for a general reading in my life. I always know what's on my mind, always.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, okay? I had one of those for a couple years now. I've had readings that say, oh, you're going to get an inheritance, you're going to get an inheritance, you're going to get an inheritance. And it was like, I have, like, no one that I could think of to do that. Well, out of the clear blue sky last month, about 2 months ago, I got a call from a forensic estate attorney. And apparently my two spinster aunts, my father's sisters, everyone else is dead, okay? They're in nursing home, and one had just died, and the other one is pretty close. And they left no will. And they were both bankers. And the first aunt and
there
they're like, and
I'm, money.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, when am I going to get the $5.50? Because it was a big family. And what the attorney said is that no, what it boiled down to was just three of us and a couple cousins, because everyone else died young. You know, a Polish family, bad eating, you know, I mean, how
hey,
kielbasa, Greek stuff,
hey,
that
Susan.
Kind of part.
Hey, what? Susan, I'm the fourth Polish, too.
Okay, well, let me finish.
All right. That means I get a piece of the money, I'm just trying to say. You know.
I said, oh, well, you know, making a joke. And she goes, no, she said, there's very few of you left, and there's only three of you, and your sister, you, and one cousin. And my aunt's inheritance is like $100,000 plus a condo, and they believe that my other aunt, who is still alive but, like, on her way out, they say she's about 98 or something like that, and they were, like, sisters. They lived together, never got married, invested everything. But my Aunt Loretta, what the forensic estate attorney said, is, like, has a lot of investments. They're just coming up one right after another. So my question to you, the attorney said, well, we have no idea what it could be anywhere between, by the time the two aunts are gone, is between, it could be $2,500 for your sister and you, or $100,000 between your sister and you. It's like it's just after we go through everything, because I guess they have investments everywhere. So my question for you is that, because, and she also said, this is not going to be a life-altering amount, so don't put a down payment on a mansion or anything like that. But it was like one of those life-changing phone calls, and
yes.
I was wondering what kind of, when and what kind of amount do you see that we're actually going to end up with, because we want to move to San Francisco, and that would do it for us.
You are going to be moving, and you do. It shows that you are a person that really works hard. Your nose is to the grind. That's the very first tarot that has come up, and somebody's on a high horse that is around you and a trip lands on that. You said something about a trip to San Francisco. Do you have somebody that you're going with that is described that way?
Yes. Well, my sister and I want to move there, and my daughter's out there. My daughter and granddaughter are there.
Okay. Hang on here.
And my sister,
you
yes,
are
my
going...
sister is a Scorpio high horse, my way or the highway. But I managed to work around that.
The trip is going to be a rebirth for you. You are moving, and I do have to say that it is going to be pleasant. It's going to be a pleasant surprise for you.
Woo!
Yes, absolutely. There's almost like, which is really strange, sometimes in life we have to lose something in order to gain something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
The last 3 years has been nothing but
everything. Are you kidding?
She gained me.
Everything.
But you gained me. I mean, you lost everything, but you gained me.
Oh, yeah. And that replaced it all. Well,
I have to say, you guys, the highest work card.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So what you're saying is that's what's coming through for the inheritance will make that possible for us to make
absolutely.
That move. So there's going to be enough there.
Absolutely. It's almost like you got to let go of something, though. You're letting go of, you're walking away from something morally and you're having to walk away from something and hit conflict head on. This is the loss. Am I correct on this?
Say that again now.
You're walking away from something that had, let's put it this way, morally attached, virtually. It's like you have virtues, morals, and it somewhat is a conflict. This rebirth, the move to San Francisco is a rebirth for you, in other words.
Absolutely. We've both said that. We feel that making that move out there, it's like brand new life, brand new start for both of us.
Okay. Now, are you walking away from something that you love very dearly, though, where you're at now? That's what's coming up, and it lands on the move. But also what lands on the move is, like, working really hard. There's going to be a change even with work for you. There's a
Ooh,
lot
Bonnie,
of changes
you hear that?
Coming.
I hear
yeah.
that.
Absolutely. It's, There's major change, and you are being told the truth. It is going to be fulfilling for you. You are going to have to work very hard to accomplish something, but again, there is going to be a loss, and it's something that you love, hard to let go of is a good way to explain it, but you know that you have to. And it may be a little bit hard for you to do this, but in order to move on, you have to let go of something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Because my hope is to move more into the radio, and in order for me to do that, I would have to let go of my counseling practice. My reading clients, which I've been doing for 20 years. So.
Okay. Yes, the decision-making card and taking a stance to get on this new path. In other words, you have to really, like, get it into your mind, take a stance, and put a couple people in their place to let them know that you know what you're doing. It's like somebody's trying to hold you back.
Well,
you know who I'm
me.
Speaking about?
Well, it isn't me because I'm the host, and I want to go on the radio with you. So it's not me holding you back, girlfriend.
Oh no, Bonnie's like push it. Oh yeah. It's like if we have to work like 16 hours a day, that's what we're gonna do.
That's right.
Gonna work. that's going to work. But I still keep feeling this. Is there something holding you back? And it's almost like when they make us feel guilty, like we're leaving and we're feeling guilty, like you're leaving me behind, like almost like a puppy dog, don't leave me behind. But, you know, it's not a puppy because we would take the puppy with us, obviously.
That might be my sister. My sister's a little codependent, bipolar, you know.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling. So with this, that's the moral. That's what's holding you back, and that's somewhat feeling like a loss, but you have to move. You will move on. You will get this inheritance, and you've just got to keep working really, really hard. And that's what comes up. Also, something comes up that, is there somebody in your family, perhaps, that that has a new love interest and is not sure about this person? Perhaps they have a crush and they're not sure about this other person having a crush. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Two people that are trying to come together, but they're unsure of each other.
I have a very small family, and my daughter is happily married, and my sister works all the time, so it would be a miracle if she'd have a relationship, because she has her own pet sitting business. I have a couple guys interested in me, but so what?
Okay, mark that, and that's what I like to say to my clients. When something comes like this to me, I say mark it, because it's come up, it's got my attention, and I just have to say there's some kind of love, that there's going to be a connect, and it's almost like a
crush.
For
me or for part of my family?
It could be you that you're not even noticing. It's like you're looking down. You're not seeing it. And the other person, they feel it, but they're not seeing it either. But this is what's coming up, and it's coming up with the trip. It's coming up with the new world. It comes up with the truth card, and
maybe it's that guy at the wedding. Maybe it's the guy at the wedding.
I don't know. Because see, my heart is totally, when you talk about love in my heart, it lies with my daughter. That's where my heart it lies. I mean, that's about, you know, that's it.
Gotcha. And I understand completely what you're saying, because that's the way I am too. It's like the last thing on my mind is love, except for my work and for, of course, my family. And my friends, much love.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing on my mind is love.
I love you too.
So mark this, please. It comes up, I have to bring it up, and you soon are going to find out about this legal matter, and you're going to have to take a stance. The legal card falls right on the stance, and the stance lands on this relocation. Interesting here.
Do you see a time frame when all of when we like get the first part of the inheritance, and then, because I mean, it's not like I'm going to wish my old spinster aunt to die.
Right.
Oh, I understand that completely. I am seeing a 6, and then I saw an 8.
Yeah,
and I asked my clients to please give me a little leeway on my timelines, and it could be any time now, and I'm going with the 8. I'm going with the 8 is what I'm feeling strongly. I'm gravitating towards the 8. So with this, anytime now, no longer than 8, and I ask for a little leeway, please. But it's going to be good. Isn't this wonderful?
Isn't that amazing how life just, out of the blue, who would have thought? And we've been praying, you know, get us to San Francisco, get us to San Francisco, how is this going to happen? And out of the blue, I mean, my spinster aunts who, you know, everyone else has passed away and, you know, they were like money investors like crazy and they didn't have a will. And it's like, and, you know, everybody was like shocked because they always figured that they were going to leave the other one to the sister where they're both in guardianship. They were in guardianship because their mind started going, and you can't do that when they're in guardianship.
Oh, boy.
You know what?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something because I have to, and then we can hopefully you'll have all your questions answered. Maybe,
move on.
No, you know, maybe, Cynthia, what you're seeing, and this is what I was picking up, and I could be wrong because, you know, I'm usually not, but I could be, is maybe your sister is going to, rather than moving out there right away, maybe your sister, and that's where the heartbreak is, wants to, but she lags a little behind. Maybe that's it.
That's exactly what I felt.
It's
love, and you're leaving something, and morally you feel that you shouldn't be, you have to let go and move on. Thank you so much, because you cleared that up. But this is really important.
If this comes through for the radio like we're hoping, that's exactly what would happen, is that I would have to leave and move on and leave her behind while I'm doing that before we would be able to move.
That's exactly what it was. And Bonnie, thank you so much because you cleared it up. I wasn't saying it right.
I think, Cynthia, I think you said it right. I think you just didn't want to say it, you know. So maybe, like, you didn't, you know, because the thing is I heard it loud and clear from your higher self. So I heard it, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to say it, Cynthia. I've got to say it. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, Cynthia, thank you so much. That was like that.
I just have one more thing to say. Because I drew three more cards for you. You come up as your self-esteem, your confidence, you're strong, you're balanced, and you've got it together. Your dreams, desires, and goals, 360, all going to come through with the drive, the oomph, the power that you hold within you. And that comes up double,
yeah!
One right after another. So you, again, get ready, and this is really going to be cool for you. You're going to be very happy. And yes, Bonnie, it's the loss that you feel morally. You might be a little wrong, but that's a gain too. Do you see? A loss can be a gain. So that's really cool. Yeah, your dreams, desires, and goals. Everything you're working for, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All right, Cynthia, I'm going to the next caller because I've got a board full of callers. Here we go, and I know we've taken a lot of your time, but I got to tell everybody thank you for being patient with us because we also like readings too, but, of course, I'm holding back to give them to you. Here we go, 516. You've been waiting a long time. Yes, I am. Hi, 516. This is Bonnie and Cynthia and Susan. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, ladies. I've been enjoying the show. It's great to actually hear that you ladies have questions, too. I love it.
I know.
Thank you. You
never hear me.
Well, you know, it's really hard for a psychic to answer their own questions.
That's
why we go to other friends who are not connected, and it's like, and we're just always so grateful for that.
And I share something with you, too. I just had a spinster aunt also pass away, and it was so shocking. I just found out from my family overseas, and I'm like, really? Who was this woman? No one even told me she was alive. I felt terrible. And of course, she's also leaving us money. So on top of it, I felt worse. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't even know her name. This is awful.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I always say things come in clusters.
Wow.
So guess what?
Cool.
Yeah, who are we speaking to? Can I ask your name?
Oh, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
I love you, Sandra. Hi, honey.
I'm doing good.
Even though that spinster aunt's going to be really good for you. I'm handing you over to Cynthia Ann. Hi.
All right. Well, I did say a little prayer for her because I wanted to thank her for her kindness, right?
Oh, that's so nice. I love to hear that. You're upbeat. I already can feel your energy, and I know Cynthia Ann can. You're great. Sandra, I love you. Go ahead, Cynthia.
I love you guys, too. Hi,
oh,
Cynthia Ann.
Hi, honey.
I'm so
that
blessed
is wonderful.
That you guys that they have you on today. I'm like, wow, look at that, another reader.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
So much. It is an honor to be here today.
Yes.
And
thank
congratulations
you.
For you, too. That's a wonderful gift.
You know, I'm very happy. It's going to help out my brother and sister as well, so that makes me feel happy, too.
Oh, you're just a beautiful soul. What can I answer? What is your concern for you today,
Sandra?
Well, for
me, you know, I've been kind of, this is like the first time I've been kind of opening up myself to new people, meaning men, and it's been a long time I've been working on myself, and I kind of feel like, all right, so I've kind of developed this nice little connection with somebody, and his name's Lou, and I'm curious, like, what's, you know, I'm excited. I'm a little curious, and I guess I want a sneak peek.
Okay. I do have a question for you, honey.
Sure.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. wow. And the highest money card has just come up, and also a marriage card. And,
oh, my goodness.
Yes,
I
know.
Oh, does Lou have any money? Wait, does Lou have any money? But you got, you know, hey, is that a marriage card? Make sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I
when
will.
When I first did the cut, two males came up. One was a wealthy, generous, down-to-earth male. And so that is one. And the other one was kind of like, who needs love? Like a person that plays a little hard to get. Mm. Have you met anybody that that the wealthy and then the one that just kind of, how can I say it, makes fun of, like, who needs love? Like, acts like they don't want love.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Well, mark that because when I always say that, mark it. Okay, you want to know about Lou. Do you feel a little bit of a flip-flop sometimes with him, a little bit of hesitation, but then he comes on as being noble and very loyal, and he is holding a gold chalice, wanting love, and he's a very hard worker, and correct me if I'm wrong, very hard worker.
You know, I don't know him that well, so this is all new in the beginning, but from what I could tell, he seems like a very loyal, very open, honest type of gentleman. So, and he does seem to take his work seriously, so that's good.
Okay.
Not too sure otherwise.
Okay. This guy keeps coming up, the one that, have you had a past relationship, honey, that the guy just made you feel unwanted?
Oh,
because
my
he
God,
keeps
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That
he
was the
just
last
full
one.
Of contradictions
years ago.
And lies.
Yeah,
okay.
They don't lie.
Well, this comes up, contradictions and lies, and he keeps coming up, and it's almost like if this was years ago and you started dating now, did that come back to your heart and your mind to where you were a little bit shy or held back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I am a little, you know, and this guy's actually waking me up some, so it's nice, but I'm not taking too many chances either because I certainly do have that hesitation. I'm kind of like, ooh. And I'm not usually like that, but after the beating I took,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm definitely like a little shy this time around.
I've got to say, Sandra, that it is a chaotic energy for you. That comes up a very, like, mixture of emotions. And love is an emotion, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
He looks at you as a very poised and graceful, and that you have your self together. And he really likes what he sees and the energy that he gets from you. He is standing between two wands looking forward. You feel right to him. You compliment him as he will compliment you. These mixed emotions that you have are caused by this one love that gave you the high conflict, the craziness, the contradictions, the lies, the sour taste. To where sometimes we say to ourselves, I'm very content where I'm at right now. Last thing I need is love. But with this person, it's not going to be real fast. And this is good because sometimes I say if it happens too quickly, it ends that fast. This person is very serious. And with the way I said the flip, that you may feel. It's just a decision, again, time of checking things out. I just heard this, honey. He feels the same way that you do. There's a hesitation.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yes. And see, there's the feeling of the past always kind of creeps up on us when we're meeting or we're putting our trust into somebody. That's a chaos that is emotion that you're feeling a little bit. But what I just heard is the butterflies, that beautiful feeling we get in our tummy when the chemistry's right. You've got that, and so does he.
I know I do.
Yeah, it's good, sweetie. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to be patient. A lot of females and males, they really want, when they want something, they want it right now. And sometimes you just can't get what you want right now. And that's where you just be patient. Hold yourself with the highest regard as you are loving, pure heart. And that's what you are asking for. And so with this, if you're just patient, you're a little bit protective of the heart right now. But again, you're not sure, but this is where it's going to open up. And with time, the both of you are going to come together. And it is. It's going to be a very nice relationship. He's a sure-footed male. He knows what he's got. He knows what he wants. And, again, it's not going to happen, like, really quick like that when you meet somebody and, bam, it's on. But that's good. That's good. I like that because that
means
that. That
is good for me right now,
yeah,
for sure.
It's going to last, honey. It's going to be the building of the bond, which I talk a lot about, the bond. You have to have a bond of friendship. The trust is in that bond. That's the first thing to build upon. It's the foundation of friendship. You don't build a home on a weak foundation and just crumble. So, Sandra, you've got this, honey. And again, like I have said before, get rid of the sour taste and trust yourself. Be patient and watch this come together. It's good. It's going to be very good. A little bit of flip-flop. Again, that's where the patience come in. I really like this guy. He's a nice guy.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You are. Please keep us posted on this, too.
I will.
I love that,
thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
I love that.
Me too.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Okay. I know. We've got all kinds of people talking. I know Susan's just probably grabbing her ears going, Bonnie, just shut up. We've got a guest. So
I'm trying to be the polite host. And I know Bonnie just can't help herself, and you just got to love her for it.
And
actually, she's being very, very good. I have to comment. So you must be a really good reader, because when Bonnie gets quiet, you are doing your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And Sandra, I hope that we have helped you and Cynthia has some great insights.
Yes, very much. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, please, email me, honey, and let me know how this works out, because it's good, honey. It's good.
I will. Uh-huh. Thank you. I will be patient, too.
Okay,
thank
love
you.
And light to you, Sandra.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Cynthia, you don't need me. You don't need Susan. You are just so fabulous. You say everything, and I love your voice. I think that's why, like Susan said, I mean, between you and Sandra, it was so clear. I didn't even have to say anything. It was like me that was bubbling in there. But you have a fabulous on, you know, radio voice. But I do want everybody to know out there what my wish is that somebody from Sirius Radio is listening to all of us and are going to give us a break. So that's where my dreams and hopes and desires lay. Or else somebody
well,
in the area.
360, it'll all come together full circle. I know
Yay.
This. I can feel it.
Honey, the only way that you're going to get a voice like Cynthia is that you better start taking a lot of testosterone.
Listen,
I giggled. I thought my voice was low, but I heard my cousin Linda once, and I went, oh, my Lord. Hers was a little lower, and I said, geez.
Well, you got a great voice.
You have a great voice, and we're excited about it. I'm taking the next caller because I'm telling you, they're waiting in line, Cynthia. 9-4-1.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know. We have the great. I want to thank everybody. Thank all the callers, listeners, and all the chatters. I don't know what's going on in chat, but I'm Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm not posting all these things that Bonnie Albers on air is posting. So, Kelly, I know you're out there. I'm not quite sure what it is or if you're out there, but I don't get why Bonnie Albers on air is me, and I'm not typing. So everybody be aware that I'm not typing. If anybody's answering anything that you don't like, it's not me. Hey, 941, you're on with, it's weird.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, my God, you got a hacker. And Kelly's
on.
Yeah,
I don't understand. And there's Kelly. So anyway, if we are that popular that somebody wants to hack into our show, I'm excited. So 941, you are on with Cynthia. Hi. 94, oh, my goodness, I think I cut them off. Wait a minute. 941, you're on with Cynthia. Uh-oh. Cynthia.
941.
94, oh, I am so sorry. 904, you are on with Cynthia. Hi.
Oh, hi, I'm 904.
Yes.
Hi.
You're on with Cynthia. Sorry about that. Uh-huh. I just got flustered about everybody using my name out there and hackers. But I got to tell you, like I said, I'm always, as long as you all know it's hackers and it isn't me, I'm fine with that because if you're hacking into my show, must be we're pretty important. So go ahead, Cynthia. You go for it, girl.
Oh, me. I love some hacking.
Who are we speaking with? Kelly?
My name is Patty.
Patty.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you today? Sounds like you guys are having a ball.
Oh,
we are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What is your concern, honey?
Oh, I'd like to take a little look-see at work and finances and see if there's going to be some changes or improvements coming up. I've been on a roller coaster for quite a while.
Okay. Have you been on a roller coaster all the way around the block, so to speak?
Yes,
everything?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've been working very, very hard, noble and loyal, and you are true blue, correct?
Yes.
Feel like they don't respect the hard work and the talent. You're feeling a little down about the energy that's around you. That's the way we can put
it. Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of been spinning my wheels for quite a while. And used to be a money-making marketing job, but I don't know if it's just a sign to get out and I don't know what else to do or just the economy or blah, blah. I'm just confused because I keep trying and trying. It seems like I just stay at square one.
Okay. You're true blue all the way around again, and the way that I'm even just picking your energy up, honey, you're not happy there anymore. You're not happy there anymore. And, yes, work can be better, but sometimes we do have to, again, make that change. And it's, again, a high money card has come up, but the highest conflict card has come up as well. And you're froze right now, not knowing what to do. May I ask you if you're married?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. This is crazy, too, because there's many admirers around you. Has this been happening to where you know?
No, not really. And I really just relocated to another state a month ago, so I have a couple of people around me that, you know, are friends. It's kind of how I got here. And it's sort of just a come-see trial basis. All my belongings to another state in storage. And
new start. So. New start. New beginning. That's I got to say, you're going to meet somebody. Have you met somebody already with your friends? Have they tried, like, you just met a group, gone out, enjoyed yourself, and you're just thinking, oh, this is fun, and I'm having a good time, and you're not thinking about love right now. That's the last thing you're worried about.
Right, exactly. Just not thinking about it, really.
Well, I have to tell you that you will become unfrozen, and there are a few. I'm sorry that it went to the love department, but it did.
Okay.
The tarot. Excuse me?
I said, that's okay. That was kind of in the back of my mind. I was debating whether to ask about finances or a relationship.
We'll
okay.
get it for you.
You've got a gentleman that's dressing to impress. If you haven't met him already, you will. He's a good guy. It does show that there is a male. Did you leave a male behind that was just kind of like depressing to you, depressed you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I don't think
can you
he
hear
heard
me?
Sorry, my
did
ear
we, did we lose her?
No, she's
no,
there.
Here.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, my ear hit the mute button.
Susan always tries to hit the mute button, but she never can because, see, I run the mute button. But go ahead.
I've been
okay.
alone for quite a while. I haven't really been in a relationship for quite a long time.
Okay, but did you leave somebody that it doesn't matter, love relationship, it could have been a really best friend, male. You know how we have those guys that we really just love that are our best friends? Kind of saddened person. He's coming up.
Oh.
You don't care about that, do you?
Well, I'm not really sure if I know who you're talking about. I did have it was a while ago, but, I mean, he's actually a married person, but we've been friends for like 20 years, and we had a little bit of a falling out, and that sort of hurt my feelings. But it's been a year or so, and, it's just kind of, oh, well, went by the wayside, you know.
Well, he came up, and it does show that there was a little bit of an immaturity that he had, the falling out. And it did sadden you, too, but you also, you are with this move, you made the right move. And with your career, honey, I'm going to ask you to really think about what your passion is what I just heard, because this is a little, I'm feeling real heavy right now, there's no excitement here for you. And is there something you would rather be doing? Let's take that route. I like that. That feels good. Is there something?
I would like a change, but I'm not really sure really what I want to do. I've been in the same thing for a long time. I mean, for over 20 years. So, I'm not sure really which direction to kind of go in. I have been doing a lot of spiritual development stuff over the years, too. And I was going to take a couple more. I saw an online course, and I wanted to take an angel card reading. And I'm very attracted to arts and metaphysics and that kind of thing. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, that's kind of really where my heart lies, I would say.
Okay. With the way that the tarot and what I'm hearing and what I'm feeling is that this is a time for you to really dig deep inside your soul and make some decisions. You move for a reason. And with this move, you left the past behind. And that's where it belongs. The past calls don't pick up. They don't have anything new to say.
Right.
And do you have anything legal on the table? Contracts or legal, anything legal on the table?
No.
Mark that. As I say, please mark that, honey. You've got some major change coming up, and it's time to take a break and to reach down again, deep down into your soul. Do you have scouts that are looking for work for you by any chance?
Of what?
Scouts. Meaning,
scouts?
Yes, meaning people that work for you, that find you certain types of jobs, that scouts for different companies?
No. I've made some contacts here and been doing some networking, but it's mostly in the same business and, maybe a different aspect of it, but the same kind of business. I've made contacts here that have given me leads that may have some potential down the road a bit.
Follow those leads, honey, and take what comes your way, please. Because right now, I'm asking you to focus on you, your passion, but you also have to have something to back you up a little bit, because you'll really feel lost is what I'm picking up. And we need to get your energy uplifted, and please, you're in a new place, a new beginning, and get that get that happiness back. I'm surrounding you right now in the bright light of the Holy Spirit, and I'm asking for all negativity to be removed from you right now. And this is a new beginning, and get excited about this. And with those leads, dig. You need to have that energy. Get out there. Something is going to come your way, and then on the same level, same wavelength, you can indulge into your passion at the same time. Don't forget about the passion. But I'm asking you to follow those leads. And again, you're going to see some very fine changes, but you need to get that happiness back, sweetie. Get
yes,
that happiness
I do.
Back.
Yes, I do.
And it's there. You just have to open it.
Get that happiness back. Get it back, girlfriend. You need to get it back.
I'm ready
get
for
the happy dance
enough of
song.
The blues.
you need that happy dance.
Gosh, I just cut the cards because I know the tarot and your feeling of your energy and everything, it's happiness, and bam, there's the lover's card again. Never say never, okay, honey? Never say never. Because all of a sudden tomorrow. Never say never. You've got some good things that are about to happen to you, and that's why you got to get that happiness back. If you don't get that happiness back, you're pushing away all the positive that can come your way. And this is where Bonnie and Susan and I am here today to give you that happiness back.
Yeah.
Please. There you go.
I feel it changing around. I'm excited about new changes. It's just been a whirlwind since I've been here, and I've been rushing like crazy to kind of get all plugged in. And so now I kind of got a little moment to take a regroup and move forward. So.
All right. Well, wait a minute, girls, because before we let her go, we're going to do the happy dance song, or not the happy dance song, but what is that happy song that guy sings? Can anybody know the words to it?
Don't worry. That one?
Right.
I didn't know those words.
Well, let's
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. It's like a little ditty. But I can't think of it right now.
No, it's really, I'm going to have to get it. But all I keep hearing is happy dance. So, the only happy dance song I know is If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands.
Clap Your Hands.
If You're Happy
and You Know It, Clap Your Hands.
If You're Happy and You Know It, Come On.
Know It and You Really Want It.
You're happy and you know it.
Yay!
Hey, well, thank you for all the good energy you just gave me.
Sweetie, and get some tarot, get some cards. You know, just do what makes you happy, okay?
time will.
Let us
I
know how you're doing. Please keep us posted.
I will.
It's most important to us.
It's a gift every single day, even the challenges, because the only other alternative of breathing and enjoying life is dead.
And then you've got to come see me, and I'll be bringing you through. So, hey, I'm happy all the way around that one.
So, I mean, life is a gift. It's a gift, and every day we should look at it, whatever gift that comes in.
Oh, all and right. The challenges in life, they're there for a reason, honey, and that's to set you free for the better things in life.
That's how our soul grows, and it's like, you know, and brings out our spirituality of faith and trust. And when those miracles happen, when the challenges are given to us, that reminds us that there's something bigger than us that's a part of this, that's of love. And,
well,
you know, a miracle is just a shift of perception. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing.
Please let us know how you're doing. I've got to move on, but please let us know how you're doing, because if you don't, we're coming to get you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We will find you.
We will find you, even if it's in the ethers. Okay? I just love that. I mean, you know, I just love it when we can, I hope, lift somebody's spirits, even though she had it in her. I just, you know, we're just all happy here. Again, they just got to get that happy dance thing out of my head. As you, Cynthia, because I'm not really sure where this happy dance is coming from. I am happy
with
that song, but oh my goodness, it's just the feet are going and going and going. 260, you are on with Happy Feet. Cynthia A.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
And who are we speaking with?
I'm Trina.
Hi, Trina. What's going on, sweetie?
Well, my love life stinks.
Good.
That's what we need.
I've pretty much given up on love.
Oh.
Okay.
I met this guy yesterday, and we went out riding on his bike, and things went really well, but if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. I just don't care anymore.
Oh,
you know?
Boy. Okay, I know where you're coming from, because, again, sometimes love isn't the most important thing. Are you divorced, honey?
Yes, I am, twice.
Okay, I thought so, because that's always been a battle for you, and that's where your fear and your indecisiveness comes from. And with this... Yeah, it's a battle for you.
Too.
What?
I've been in two very bad relationships, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, though, Cynthia. You know what I'm feeling? I'm going to give this to you because, of course, you're the reader. But, you know, I feel like, you know, it reminds me of a movie, like, Why You Keep Looking, because she really wants it, but yet she is always, then she's cynical about the relationship because she's been in bad ones. So it's funny that you still want one, and that gives me hope. That means your heart is open, but you are not really there. And it's kind of a conundrum for you. So that's what I'm feeling.
Well, I've got major
It's going to be, honey. And I've got to ask you this, because as soon as you said you went on the bike and you had a ride, the first thing that came to me is that you just felt very free. Am I correct on that? It felt good.
Yeah, it did. It felt great.
Good.
I had a great time.
That is awesome, because that's the beginning. That's the beginning. And if you felt great, so did he. And if he felt a little reserved to you, he may just be exactly on the same level that you are. Now, with this, we all have conflict that we've had in our lives. And again, that's the past. This is today. And this is hope and believing that you do deserve the best possible life that's out there for you. And this mm-hmm. person felt just as free as you did. And with this first date, go ahead.
His name is Tim. Can you tell me if
he's a really good guy?
Yeah.
He is. Yep. He's noble and loyal. He's got your back. He's got money. And he looks at you as a very strong, intelligent woman. And I'm asking you to bring your guard down, honey. You don't have to bring it down all the way. Bring it down to where you're comfortable. But again, those walls can be built up. And I know we all can build our walls up. And that energy is felt by people. So they can say, man, I'm feeling something coming from Trina, and maybe she doesn't like me that much because, you know, that, there's a block here. I feel like a little bit of a blockage. I'm asking you to let your walls down. Love. Love each day. That ride sets you free. As soon as you said that, I got the vision. It was just like, wow, that really gave you a really good feeling. It got your blood pumping is what I'm feeling. He's a good guy. He's a good guy, honey. And his guard is up just like you. Just like you. We've all had a past. And this is where, yes, you're going to hear from him. Are you, okay, this is what I just heard. Are you sitting there waiting to hear from him and it's taking a little bit too long?
Kind of. Yeah.
he's waiting to hear from you. Do you see? It's the same. We're humans and we're not sure. We're not conceited about ourselves. And so with the energy, with the walls, you said, yes, I've been divorced twice. Leave that luggage. Take that luggage, throw it away. Did you bring that luggage up with him, Tim?
No.
Good girl.
I just told him I had two kids. I just told him I had a couple kids, and I had a granddaughter and my grandson on the way.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Because you both seriously, there we go. You both seriously are in the same boat. And it was your first date, and what I communication. That's the word I just heard. It just came right to me. Communication. Not about the luggage, but about the good things in life, about your dreams, about what makes you happy. And let him know that you enjoyed meeting him. You're going to hear from him, honey. And even if you have to say, hey, hi, please say, hey, hi. Today's today. No one promises us a tomorrow. But I just heard this. Give it a couple days. Just give it a couple days, but you are going to hear from him. That's the part that's getting you right now, correct?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I just felt like an idiot.
We got to do the happy dance, girls.
Yeah, the happy dance.
I just felt like an idiot yesterday because I was really nervous and I just felt like I was tongue-tied and everything I said, everything that came out of my mouth just was not right.
You were oversensitive. Oversensitive, that's where you can say, hey, hi. And communication, because you were nervous, you weren't yourself, but he enjoyed the day. Did you guys go and relax and have a few drinks, et cetera, on this ride?
No, we went to McDonald's and ate lunch.
Oh, maybe you guys need to go have some drinks. I don't normally say that either.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking I'd be throwing up if I had a couple drinks, but hey, I would still like it.
Yeah,
I quit drinking. I don't drink either. But it's just letting those walls down, and that relaxes you because the two of you are like tied tight. Okay. I got it. Hang on here. We're always hardest on ourselves. We always think man, I made a fool of myself. God, I'm so nervous. I did this. I did that wrong. We're always our worst critics. Let that go. Let that go. Because he's feeling the same way, too. Today seems to be like the same with all of the readings. And I'm so blessed to be here because I really am giving everybody that I've read for, let your guards down, everybody, and be your happy self. That must be why happy is
happy
like the topic. The happy dance, yeah, is here because there is, again, going to be a bond. And that's what's coming up for everybody today. But, again, there's that path. Let the guard down. And you didn't make a fool of yourself. I guarantee you didn't. You're both feeling like you did the same thing. So with this, may I ask you how you met Tim?
We met on a
Dating site.
No, it wasn't a dating site. It was a biker social site.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, it
cool.
wasn't a dating site. Yeah, it was a biker social site.
You know, I love dating sites. So I think any site that's online, whether it's for artists, because they have artist ones, for bikers, for over 50, I mean, they have them all. And I'm married for 34 years, but I do believe in them. I think especially when you
right.
get into the interest ones, because I'm a sports lover, so I know there's people who have sports
Mine
sites.
Too.
Well, I think that's fabulous. So don't, I'm saying it like really encouragingly, because I believe in all those.
Well,
lovers.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so, you know, go ahead, honey.
No, go ahead.
Well, you were going to say, I just feel kind of funny about myself on the date, right?
Yeah, I just felt kind of weird. But I felt, I could sense that he was kind of, I don't know, he was kind of into me and everything. And I just didn't want to spoil it or do something wrong to deter him from me. And I just wanted to make it really good. And I just felt really weird because everything I said to him, you know, was wrong, and he let me know about it, and I just felt really weird.
Okay, well, then you weren't yourself, as you
no,
said.
I wasn't
myself. That's what you
no.
need to say to him. And an
yeah,
email,
and
text
I'm
message.
I'm going to send him a text.
Yeah,
him
there
a
you go. And just say, I had a really great time, and I wasn't myself. I'm sorry about that. Or don't even say sorry, but communicate. That's what I kept hearing, communicate. And when you do this, that's going to spark something. It's going to give you that opportunity to let those walls down. And honey, have that confidence. Bring that confidence back, that self-esteem. You might have felt you said things wrong or they came out wrong, but what I'm asking you to do is remember who you are and where you come from. And with that, sweetie, that's a whole new beginning for you. And text him and communicate.
Okay.
Choose how you feel is the right way, because at least he was honest with you. That is really cool. And let him know that, too. You were honest with me, and I really like that. That's the beginning.
That
feels right to me.
That, me too.
Very right. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, and I just did a cut because I know that we're pretty much, we've got what we needed. And there's love. A marriage card has come up. Now, don't go buy a wedding gown or anything, a possible relationship. You know what I'm saying. I have to be careful when I see this card with my clients. But basically, I cut to see what comes up, and what it is love. You can turn this all around and be yourself. You weren't yourself. You were nervous.
Yeah.
And let him
know
this.
But you know what, Cynthia, what I would say then is just, you know, instead of, because I would never apologize, I would just, that's how you start your, like what you said, communication. I would just get on and say, because that's me, I have, you know, that was my practice, love, romance, relationship, sexual issues. I would just say, hey, it's, you know, I had such a lovely time, or I had such a wonderful time. I love the fresh air. I know I was a little nervous, but I just wanted to say hello. That's all.
There you go.
Okay. That sounds
perfect.
Really good. I'll still do that. I think that's what I'll say.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love that.
And please, Again, let us know, Trina.
Yeah,
you guys mean the world to us. And we absolutely give the best possible readings that we can. And this is where, yes, of course, this can all be straightened out. It's just a silly nervousness.
And
we all have it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear from you. You are so Not that I said anything.
Huh?
I said not that I said anything. It's Cynthia, so I'm just saying you're welcome for Cynthia. That's all.
Oh, I couldn't hear. Sorry.
No, I'm just beating you to the punch, Cynthia. I just decided to say it first. That's all, because I was just sitting here thinking, but you know me. I am going to talk up whenever I can.
And that's what I like about you. That's what I love.
Thank you.
Honesty, coming right on, saying it, going for it.
Thank you, and let us know how you do, and go ahead and get on that text, and it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, I'll be sure to let them know.
Absolutely, honey. You're fine. You're fine. You're a good person, and should they be so blessed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Love and light, honey.
You too. Love and light and blessings. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye, Trina.
I just muted her, but don't you love that? I mean, I feel like you gave messages, Cynthia, and, since it's my show, I'm going to take credit for it, but don't you think that, you know, we're uplifting so many people that, you know, I really felt like a shift in her. Like, she started off being really, like, you know, kind of guarded, and then at the end it was like she let loose, and I just love that. I know she's listening.
Yeah, she opened up. Yeah.
And that's what I
always try to tell women who feel like that they've done something wrong is that they need to get more tuned. That hand on hip, boob stuck out, and go, honey, you're lucky to have me. What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, Cynthia, we had you go a half an hour longer, but I was going to ask everybody, so don't get nervous because I have a million callers. Here's the choice. You can take one quick call, and then Susan's going to read your Akashic Records, or we can go right into your Akashic Records. So which would you like to do?
Your call.
Okay. I would really like a good reading because, again, we can't read for ourselves. Is that all right?
You got it, girlfriend.
I can always come back.
Oh, we're going to want you back, Cynthia.
Awesome.
Oh, you're awesome. And I know I'm
thank
you. Yeah. Wait, let's all sing the Kumbaya song. Whatever that is. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
Kumbaya. Okay, well, today we're singing. But anyway, all right, Susan. Susan is going. Now, this is the reverse. Cynthia, I'd like you to meet Susan. Susan's going to be the awesome reader that you want. So go ahead.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What I'm going to do is that you're going to open your Akashic Soul Record for me so that I can read what your tools are and what your journey here is about. And how I do that is I have to ask you a few questions, and they give it to me symbolically because I can't actually read the hieroglyphics in that. No, you can't. Don't
yes,
even
can.
Say it. No, you can't read the hieroglyphics. I don't know what they say, but what they do is they metaphorically show me what, you know, you've come here to accomplish. So the first thing I want to ask you is I want to ask you how old you are so I know what soul window you're in.
55.
5'5"?
Yes.
Ooh, you're in a double-digit year. Very powerful. Very powerful.
I'm younger than you. I'm a whole lot younger than you. I turned 16 this year, so I'm a lot younger than you, and I'm not going to hit that soul window.
Yeah, she's 15 for like 35 years. She just turned 16 just last month. So anyway, 55, it's double-digit years in terms of soul windows are very, very powerful. It is when we put things into place, when we've been, making all the undertones, the foundations, and in those double-digit years, we bring them about and put them, like the plans begin to unfold. And you're also in about 6 years into what they call cry on return. Yes, that's what Bonnie doesn't do. And that's a redo, reset, rethink about life, of thinking that, you know, the whole going over shoulda, woulda, coulda, get rid of what's not working, try new things. Look at your life differently, you start new projects, but it's a very, very powerful redo and reset. And it started for you about, I would say about 48, 49, just about right before you moved into your 50th year. And it was like, there was a ground shaking, movement within you where your gifts were concerned, and it was almost like a blessing and a curse at the same time. It was a blessing of like things were coming in more powerful, new gifts, odd gifts, strange behavior, strange things, and yet there was this also the sense of being unsure for the first time in your life, unsure whether you were really understanding what was being given to you, and it felt like it kind of unnerved you for a while. But then, as when we all and basically what happened is that your kundalini moved up. And when that happens, it's like it raises the bar and you're in a new game. But what I'm doing is I'm picking up during this period of time, it's like awesome new gifts, but there were also some unsure times. And I don't want to say that you doubted your gifts. That's not what I'm trying to say here, that it was just like, what the heck is this? I mean, where is this taking me? I mean, wow, I've never seen that before. And I like feeling a little bit on unsteady ground for the first time in your life. So it was an interesting period for you. And it feels like it lasted maybe 2-3 years, but you came out of that hearing about 54, just recently, about a year, year and a half ago. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you, yes.
Okay. The next thing, what I'm going to ask you is that about career, okay, what you've done in your life, what you're doing now, and what you've done in the past.
Okay. I have always worked construction. I drove heavy equipment. I was an iron worker. I was a HVAC. I shoveled ditches, and I've just done everything, bartended. But my main enjoyment was running those big machines, and it made me feel very good. And that's what I did in my past. I worked very hard, physical, outside. I had to be outside.
That's what you got divorced from.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And your career now?
Yes. I've always had this gift, and it was a life-altering time. My mother passed, and it changed my life, and she guided me to my calling.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, so how long have you been doing like readings and a counseling for a career?
Professionally for about 10 years.
Okay,
but I've been reading, you know.
Since you were three.
Actually, yes, you're right. I read minds at three.
Yeah, since you were three. I saw this little toddler.
Wait
going,
a minute,
goes,
can you read my mind?
Thinking that.
Can you read
yeah,
my
you
mind?
Want to do the happy dance.
Wait,
just
if
teasing.
If you get past the happy dance, can you see what I want to do?
Oh, yes.
And?
Lucy, you'll have some explaining to do.
Tell me what I want to do. Well, I mean, career-wise, I have to break through and get on to the mainstream radio with everybody. So that's what
absolutely.
I can sum it up in one word: spotlight.
Yes,
that's what she wants. Is that she wants to be a star? Okay,
she will.
Yeah. All right,
a shining star.
Yes,
a shining star. Always.
Well, I don't. You don't think that I'm going to die and be a star now, do you? Like a real star.
I actually have a star with my name on it.
Right. Well, do you want me to do that, or am I going to be like a star on this earth? Because if I'm going up to the heavens to be a star.
Well, we can buy you a star. A client bought me a star. But no, you will be a shining star. You both will.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay.
That's when I was
okay.
teasing you and Ethel and Lucy.
Yes.
They were,
yes. Everyone compares us with Ethel and Lucy. I mean, so it's like we have so much fun together. We really do. And it's like we want everyone to come play with us.
Yeah. Okay.
And they will.
Of course, Cynthia.
They're going to gravitate to your energy. It's great energy. It's fun.
Cool. Okay, so now what would you consider that your gifts are?
Basically, my gifts are I receive messages in my sleep. I'm awakened, and it normally happens between 2 and 4 in the mornings. I'm given messages. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And I know which clients that these messages are for. And so I'm awakened. I hear it. I look up. I always look up and I'll go, what? And then I wake in the morning. And as I wake, I know what I'm supposed to do for the certain clients of mine and tell them what the message is. Because, again, I work with my clients to achieve what their dreams and desires are, and I help them. I call it like a big mountain, and I'm taking them up this mountain, and I know exactly how to get there, get to the top for the prize. I'm shown visions. The spirits, actually, I've seen spirits. Spirits come through. They talk. I hear. It's very different. I use the tarot as a tool. So with the readings that we did like really fast today, there's much more that I can get into, but I just had to go quickly over and pick up the energy and to listen to what I'm told to tell them. But, oh boy, have I seen a lot. And my mother, she really wallops me when she needs to get a message to me. And she has to put me down, and then I get it. And there's some very interesting things that I've experienced.
That's what we were talking about in the last couple of years, that unsettling ground that you were talking about. So,
I want it.
What's that?
I want it.
It's amazing.
Okay.
I rub my eyes sometimes because I can't believe what I see.
That's exactly what I want. How come you have it? And I've been asking Spirit to bring it to me that I want to see them. I see remotely, and I hear. But I want to see them walking with me, like the happy dance, like, you know, but I don't know. Susan keeps thinking she'll end up getting me out of a mental institute, but I don't think so. I think it
no,
needs to
no,
come
no.
out.
No, no, no. It's just you always ask for everything. But I will tell you, you are going to get what you ask for. And I'm going to say it to you, Kent, again, be careful what you ask for, because it's going to get so clear on you that you're not going to know who's real and who's not.
I
so
love
getting
that.
Getting back to Cynthia.
Okay.
So we've got your gifts. It's like, what is it that you would say that you like most about yourself?
My heart.
Mm-hmm.
I love that too. And your voice. I love your heart and your voice.
I carry in my heart.
Anything else? I mean, that pretty much says it all, but is there anything else you would like to add?
That I would like to ask?
Yeah, or no, that you would like to add to that heart?
Add. Oh, excuse me. I love helping people. I love guiding my clients and getting them to a place that they so wish for. And I am no nonsense. I take my job very seriously. I hold their hearts in the palms of my hands. And so with this, no matter what I'm shown, I can avoid certain negativities, and I can get them to hop over them, and we move around them, and we just keep going and going because I'm guided to what I know is right. It's either right or it's wrong. There's no in-between for myself and my clients, but I love being able to help people. I'm a true blue advisor.
Well, you put a chip in you when you wrote your life journey, just like we all have, ceilings and chips and little stoppers and coating, imprints. And the fabulous thing that you, and I'm going to tell you why you did this when we go into your tools and your foundation, is that you put a chip in there that to never allow your ego to get in the way of helping people. And that is a common fatality for many light workers as their gifts grow and as they see that they're helping all the people and become more and more needed and they see results, all of a sudden their ego goes, gee, I must be something special. And you were designed with a chip in you that doesn't allow you to go there. And it's like, to you, it's like being in a big play yard. You're going, it's like, gee, what can we do today? Click your heels. Let's go home, Dorothy. It's all like a big fairy tale to you. And you designed it, the ego, when you say you take it very seriously. Here's what Spirit said to me. That serious is a misconception. Dedication is the better word for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
And it's
that's,
like
I
and,
didn't sit well with the
yeah,
other one.
Very yeah. dedicated. And that little chip that you designed in your imprint keeps your ego out of it. It's like you just, it's like, oh, okay, I did that. On to the next. You never, ever hold on to anything that you've created or that you've done or that you've helped or whatever. It's just onward to the next, onward to the next. And the ego loves to look in the past and go, see what I've done? And you don't have that chip, which is pretty cool for a light worker.
Yeah.
It's true. I need clients tell me I have a special, very special people in my life, and they tell me that I don't take any credit. And so with that, thank you, because that's exactly me.
Yeah.
That is exactly how I am.
That chip was so I mean, apparent as you were talking about what you designed in your imprint. Now, I'm going to tell you what it is that I saw when you opened the book for me, and they come in analogies, and it's like, so symbols. At the top part is the tools that you came in here to accomplish what it is that you wanted to accomplish, and you are a natural light worker, okay? The foundation is what you have come here to do, what your journey is about, what your soul is trying to correct, experience, learn, and it carries your karmic past life emotional imprint. And so the top part, and sometimes I don't even know what they mean until I'm actually speaking them. It'll come out as I'm drawing them on the paper. I'm going, okay, I don't know what this means, but I'm going to say it. The top part of the tool, they're showing me a court jester, okay, the whole thing, you know, with the little hat and the little belt and the pointy shoes. and what they're saying is that that is your tool in this life, is that you never take yourself seriously. You never take anybody else seriously. I mean, you're dedicated and absolutely believe in everything that you do, but you also have a deep knowledge that this is all a dream. And it's like, you know, get over yourself. It's not that big. You know, tomorrow will be a better day. Let's just move on. You do not have the ability, your tools, and one of the special tools that you have is that you do not have the ability, as you walk through life and as you walk through other people's lives, okay, is that you don't you're like Teflon. You don't let anything stick. You don't let anything drag with you. You're just kind of, it's like you walk through dust. And everything just blows right off of you as you move on to the next and to the next and to the next and to the next. And
you must be related to me.
Yeah, right. This control queen here. Okay. So that's your tools. And so they showed me as a court jester. All right. Now, your foundations are something else. Okay. Your foundations show that this is the first life that you've had as a female for a while. Okay,
well,
you've been, you've had several preceding lives of being very big and powerful, not only in terms of physical form, but also in terms of power, political power, money power. They're giving me the there's an old commercial that said about a investment firm. When Merrill Lynch speaks, everyone listens. That kind of thing. And that's the kind of past that you come from, the reincarnation of everything was about power. You took everything seriously. You were responsible and in control of many, many lives, had power over many, many lives. But here's the thing that you've come to learn in this lifetime, okay, these are the foundations that you came in with, is it with all that power and all that strength, it was always in group formation. You were the speaker for a group of people. You helped the poor, or you was a political party, or you fought for a certain tribe. I also see you in uniform, okay? And you are in the Greek forum of speaking. I see you in a toga, speaking to you know, the Senate, okay? And here's what all that power and strength brought about was that you made very, very strong reform, okay, very strong changes, and it created a lot of good and sometimes a lot of havoc, okay? But what you missed in those lives was personal contact. It was on a one-on-one. It's like if you were feeding the poor, you had no idea who the poor was. You knew none of their names, okay? If you were fighting a war, you had no idea of the people that you were fighting the war for, okay? And so in this lifetime, what you have made a commitment to do is to see people, that they are visual to you, that you touch them, close to them, you feel them. You're an over-the-top empathic, okay? And that is what your soul is trying to compensate from all of that power and strength that you came in from lifetime after lifetime, is that to give it the woman's touch, hands-on, like feeding the poor in the street, and you're knowing, hello, Mary, how are you today? Hi, Tom, how are the kids? That's what you're wanting to accomplish in this lifetime, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, I do see one of the lives, though, Susan. It came real clear to me when she first came on around a group of women, actually. So I think she probably has only been a woman a few times. But I do see like a gaggle, like a group of, you know, like magic, type magic, secretive, you know, all secret, having to hide and that kind of stuff in a group. So it's really interesting because that came right to me when she came on. So it's
yeah, yeah. It's all about groups, you know,
yeah,
parties and things like that. And this time, and even when, and of course, your fascination for, you know, iron worker, heavy lifter, is it because you have that masculine energy and you're a worker, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, and in order to compensate for the power that you didn't have, you don't have in this life that you've had in so many other lives, you did it physically. You had to,
yeah,
you had to feel it in some way.
Yeah. So
okay.
It's really interesting because I also feel like it's tough for, that's the reason I feel like the relationship, are you in a relationship? You know, I don't remember if I asked you this, Cynthia, and that's why I don't like, really, because you and I talked before, so I don't really like giving a reading for anybody that I've done that for, because you could say, oh, well, you asked me again. But do you have a male? I don't feel like you have anybody in your life. Do you have anybody in your life?
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
And I feel like that's not even like a that's not even a loss for you. That's what I feel.
No.
Yeah.
So, not at all.
So, yeah.
Like,
so,
like your world is your partner. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Although
yes.
I am going to say that I'm hearing in about maybe 3, 4, 5 years that there's going to be an unexpected blindsided heart opening for you.
Yeah.
That you're going to go, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's
and
like,
it's so,
who would have thought?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I had one true love at the age of 33, and he was killed.
Yeah.
And so I haven't looked into someone's eyes and seen what I saw with Kenny.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you will.
Yeah,
I mean, just like
you're
going to
have one more opportunity, you know, before you leave this, this dream.
Yeah, and I believe that, and I believe you weren't supposed to be alone. I believe that there's space between what you had and what you will have, and that was for your spiritual self to really emerge, even though you had it as a kid. I don't feel like it emerged quite the way it has, like Susan said, in your late, you know, late 40s, 50s. So I believe that the guy that's coming, it's really interesting because I kind of feel Kenny, and I know you do too. I feel like you don't feel him as much as you think you do. Or I don't. Yeah, you don't feel him. He's saying that to me. And I feel like you don't want to. I feel like it's like once he was gone, that feeling was gone, and you just.
Oh no, I had a really amazing spiritual event that happened to me when I tried to find him. 13 years later. At a graveyard.
Wow.
And we can talk
wow.
about that another time. And I couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And I was pulling out, and he pulled me back in.
Yeah.
And
Is there anything else that you would like to ask me in terms of your Akashic Soul record or
No. I do want to say that I do have everyone's back, and since I was a small child, I was a loner. I didn't need a whole bunch of people around me, and I felt for the underdog, and I walked with power even as a young child, and I got along with the old and the young and the blind and so on and so forth, but I had the underdog and I had their backs, and I didn't want anybody to hurt, and so that's how I am today.
That's the imprint, but it's also why you designed yourself to be a loner this time, is that
mm-hmm.
so that you could do that one-on-one, and that
absolutely.
and that's what your soul wanted to bring into balance in this life.
Excuse me,
Thank you.
I need to say a few things because we only have 3 minutes and 14
the
seconds.
The Kraken is released.
I do have to tell you that I do see Kenny. I mean, I am feeling him, and he's really distant, though. And he's distant.
I know.
Yeah, he did tell me, and I'm sure you know this, he's, you know, when anybody extends their hand to me, I love that symbol because it's one of the only symbols I know I can count on. That I can tell you because they are your symbols, but he will be there to pull you up, you know, when you go.
I know.
And he also said, oh my goodness, he's here. He also said that he's going to be instrumental in assuring you that where you won't have the love that you had or felt for Kenny, there will be something you need to accomplish with this man coming in, and he will have an instrumental part in that. And that's why you can't feel him, really. And he doesn't want you to. So because this new man, you need to experience something with him. I feel like he'll be part of this guy, and I don't know how I mean that. So I can't explain it to you, but it's like he left you to, he won't be reincarnated because it's too early, but he will be there'll be something that you'll know familiar that you have to know, and you'll say, wow, Kenny looked at me like that, or Kenny said that, or something that will pull you towards, oh boy, he's so on top of me here, something that will pull you right to this guy. And it's not going to be so much like, oh, it's my one true love, because he's saying he was your one true love. But it's going to be more like, I see you smiling and laughing, and this guy's smiling and laughing. And I think you'll be partners. There's a reason. So Kenny's saying that he's instrumental in bringing this guy. To you, we have 90 seconds, and I've got to tell you that I have a full board, Cynthia, so I cannot tell
you
how much
awesome,
you're awesome. And thank you. Thank everybody for coming. Thank you. Cynthia will come back, we hope. We'll invite you back, Cynthia. You're welcome on my show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys.
We hope you've enjoyed it, and we love you, Cynthia. Keep the happy dance going, girlfriends.
I will, and I love you guys, too. This is just amazing, awesome, and wonderful.
Thank you.
Tell Kenny I love him.
Oh, he knows that, honey. He's showing me hearts and flowers, so that means he knows how you felt about him. And he also says you know how he felt about you. And that's never lost, as you know. And part of those gifts that came to you in your late 40s to 50s, even though you had a lot of them anyway, was to really show you that. So I don't know what that means. It's just something he's telling me. And I hope you know. But we have 8 seconds. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
This is our show the rest
love
of the week.
You.
We
thank
love you.
Bye. Much love.
Love
much light.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.